Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a Tuesday morning, 6:34. We've got NFL fans, talented dogs, and yes, the world's oldest pen pals making good news on this Tuesday morning. We start with a one-eared dog named Van Gogh raising money for charity by painting with his tongue.
That's a great name for a one-eared dog.
I know, isn't that amazing? He used to be a bait dog in a dog fighting ring, which is how he lost his ear. Uh-huh. So the head of a rescue place in Connecticut originally used the painting idea as a gimmick to get him adopted. But now Van Gogh's done over 60 paintings and raised more than $3,000 to help rescue other pets. So good job, one-eared dog Van Gogh.
It's pronounced Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Woman in Philadelphia named Patricia Gallagher is in the news. She does something really special. Maybe you're inspired. Every year she goes to different nursing homes and hands out hundreds of stuffed animals to seniors who might not get a lot of Christmas gifts. They're all donated by random people or they come from toy drives, and she's been doing this since 2009. That's good news out of Philadelphia.
Yeah, just got to give a little bit. Town in Washington raised $2,300 to send a grocery store worker with autism to a Seattle Seahawks game. He's a huge fan and had front row seats, but it turned out it was more money than he needed for the trip, so he donated the rest. He gave some to his local autism society and $500 to a food bank. How about that? Something good happening. I don't need it all. I'm going to pass it on a little bit and share the wealth.
So the world's oldest pen pals just celebrated their 100th birthdays together. So they've been pen pals and not a million years old, but 100 years old. They tried Zoom for the first time. This is going to put the pen pal industry out of business. Jan, either we're writing letters or on Zoom. We can't do both. Anyhow, he lives in England. She lives in Texas. They've been pen pals since 1938 when they were 16 years old. They just celebrated their 100th birthdays. Pen pals Celeste Byrne and Jeff Banks and their first ever Zoom call, trying to put that pen pal business out of commission. It's not going to work, friends. Keep writing. That's it for your news. That is some good news.
I am looking at a picture of them. They both look great.
For 100?
For 100? Yeah. Yep. I'm like, okay, what's your... She's got really smooth skin. I want to know her secret. How about
her regime?
That? Yeah, her skincare regime. There's good news everywhere. You just got to find it. 6:37 and you wake it up with Kiss 98.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.